Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He is an award-winning journalist. He is our micropreneur expert and our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always great to be with you and appreciate your having me.
Good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Hey, Jeff, as you know, and as I actually wrote in the opening chapter of one of the chapters of my book, I am the original social media heretic. A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
Right.
Who is fully fledged, fully indoctrinated, but without being romantic about it, and prepared to stick his finger in the eye of conventional wisdom. And so what that means is that I tell people to use social media, but not trust the platforms that you use it on, because they're not on your side. I also tell people to use social media, but be careful about getting sucked into the whirlwind. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Because it is a whirlwind. It's a vortex. It's a seductive, insidious whirlwind that can pull you right in.
It's a black hole, and it's almost impossible to emerge from when you get caught up in it. I mean, what happens is...
There be monsters beyond here.
There be monsters beyond here. I tread lightly, my friend. It's a great tool for business. I know people on my social media, whether it's Twitter or whether it's Facebook, who are great as far as subtly but effectively spinning yarns and spinning tales of their business, or just planting, you know, I'm going to a client to work on his network today, or I just shot a photo shoot down on South Beach, you know, for a photographer or for an IT person, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But often they and others will post about events of the day, especially events that upset us or have captured the national attention, whether it's a shooting, or down here it could be a storm coming. You know, we have Tropical Storm Erica, which for a couple hours yesterday was looking like she was making a beeline for South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Latest status says she might be turning north, but we were all over it, and we get caught up in it. And then you end up, you know, getting captured.
Well, if you're looking for news, if you're looking for information, I mean, I can see where social media, if you know who to follow,
right,
social media could be a great way to stay safe from a hurricane.
But social media is not just it's a great source of news, but when it's posted
it can,
by
it can be if you know who to follow.
If you know who to follow. So I follow National Hurricane Center, so
there
I'm always
you
getting updates
the
from them. Okay. But, you know, John Smith, you know, quote unquote, somebody I may follow, may post
a frustrated meteorologist
may
they,
post
they didn't
something
hire
about,
him, he's going to make up for it on Facebook.
Exactly. And what we see is then it gets wrapped up in opinion. Or misstatements,
right,
and you feel compelled to either respond or correct or add something to it. And before you know it, there goes, you know, 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes of your otherwise productive
day. Meanwhile,
as
my Uncle Jake would have said, you just lost a crop.
You just lost a crop. There you go. And how do we get around that? Yesterday was an exceptional example of how this happens.
The horrible, hateful execution of two beautiful young people over in Virginia,
and the reporter and the
photojournalist just sick, and it just makes you sick to your stomach, and then even more cruelly used social media to publish his horrible deed.
Right, and what we see, and that's the acceptance that we have of this. I lost a lot of time yesterday commenting, responding, you know, airing our emotions. Look, we're human.
I didn't.
We're social beings, and some of us are social beings and feel the need, and I certainly in jest, but I feel the need to respond, to reach out, to comment, to vent, to express frustration, fear, what we might have done, etc. But then again, there goes, and to the point of our conversation, there goes you know, any amount of time that we otherwise could have used productively. Social media will be there at 5:01 p.m. on a workday, mm-hmm. or for an entrepreneur, you know, 7:01 p.m. or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. It will still be there. We need to put our own controls. You know, social media rules and uses aside for, by the masses, we need to put our own rules on how we use social media. So what's wise to do, and I've done this before, and I should have done it yesterday, but, and we've discussed this before, I went on a social media embargo years ago, where I said from 8 a.m. to like 6 p.m., I'm closing down all social media, even for work, and I'm not posting anything or viewing anything until mm-hmm. after working hours, because mm-hmm. as I said, it will be there when I get back, and nothing is so timely that I can't log on, you know, later and see what happened. And that's not to say I won't go onto a major news organization and read the news just through the course of the day, mm-hmm. just have touchstones, you know, through yep. for major news events or what's happening at the stock market, you know, or news events like what happened yesterday. But just to keep it informed, but not to get sucked into the vortex or the black hole. And I think that's important when you're trying to be productive.
The problem with social media is it makes everyone think that they're journalists and editors and
right.
and commentators, you know, in all three of those things at any given time, and not that you don't have the right to do that, but if you feel if this makes you feel compelled to do that, fine, but the main thing is you know, it's got to come down at some point in time, Jeff, to where you're saying, okay, what is my time worth? Even though this is pulling me, this, you know, how much of this is just seductive, and how much of it is contributing?
Right.
And there's we've got to learn the right way and the wrong way to use this stuff. There was something you said earlier that I want to point out. You talked about the person who said, "I'm heading to a meeting with a client of mine." Well, you know what? I don't need to know that. And then the other guy said, just shot a video on South Beach before so-and-so. Well, you know what? Maybe the person he shot that video for didn't want everybody to know that.
Right.
You know, there's a level of professionalism in there that you have to realize.
And we need to learn how to use, social media.
You're saying that after about 8 years now, we still don't know how. We're still learning how. Are abusing the system.
Some have perfected it, many have not. And I think that's part of what even their own habits.
Home.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.